こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。文字起こしのテキストを iPhone のアプリで購入できますので、そちらも試してみてください。1個目のニュース、三重県の水族館で飼育されていた深海の生き物ダイオウグソクムシが先月死亡しましたが、その解剖結果が発表されました。5年前に 50g のアジを食べた以降、餌を全く食べず絶食していることで有名になったこのダイオウグソクムシですが、解剖したところ胃の中が酵母菌の液体でいっぱいになっていました。この酵母菌の作用が長期間の絶食を可能にしているのか、それともこの液体が原因で死亡した可能性もあり、今後研究を進める予定です。
While it was widely reported after a giant isopod was found dead last month in Tobao Aquarium in Mie Prefecture as a result of a 5-year hunger strike, an autopsy has revealed that the stomach of this isopod had become infected with a yeast fungus. Whether the yeast fungus is what enabled the isopod to live so long with almost no food or contributed to the isopod's death is yet to be determined.
そうなの。ダイオウグソクムシって謎が多すぎて分かってないことだらけなんだよね。だからそれを水族館で飼育しているわけだから飼育している人はすごい大変だと思うんだけど。
So wait, this thing ate only 50 grams of fish over the course of 5 years?
Over the course っていうか 5 years ago he ate it and then そっから何も食べなかった。この一番最初にこのね、死んじゃったダイオウグソクムシはナンバーワンっていう名前だったんだけど、今生きてるのが7匹いて、その7匹もあんまり食べなくて3ヶ月に1回しか餌あげてないんだって。
Wait, didn't we talk about a guy that had like this yeast fungus in his stomach?
Like
every time he ate
He would get drunk
carbohydrates.
Yeah, yeah. いたね、人間でも。
Was this isopod drunk for the last
five? わかんないの、全然わかんないで、そのナンバー5っていう個体が今1年間絶食してるんだって
、
でこの死んじゃった子は死んじゃった時点で29センチ、1キロぐらい、だから結構でかいよね。
Wait, what are these numbers?
名前
They're just numbered?
うん、そうなの。
So the one that died is number one?
Yeah。なんかさ、もっと可愛い名前つければいいのにね、結構なんか長生きだし。これこそ日本のなんかキモカワキャラじゃない？日本以外でさ、こんなにダイオウグソクムシにアテンション上げてる国ある？
I don't know anything about these things. What are they exactly?
日本だと結構なんかあのダイオウグソクムシグッズとかも売っててさ、人気なんだよ。しかもこの絶食してるっていうのがちょっとなんかかわいい、なんか頑固っぽいじゃん。
When are these things from? Are they like a dinosaur era like little creature?
I don't know, but
where do they live?
They live in deep sea, and I guess that's why they don't really know much about it.
So they don't swim. They like
they walk around. あの虫みたいな感じで足がいっぱい生えてて。なんて言ったら分かりやすいかな、見たことない人は。
I've seen pictures.
コーラっぽい。うん。
But、
あ、そう。なんか、エビ、シャコみたいな、シャコと虫の間みたいな感じの、謎の見た目なんだけど。まあ、これが、外歩いてたら、絶対に可愛くはない。だって感じ。
Can they survive outside of the water?
Probably not. だって深海だよ。深海なんだよ、本当は。それを上げてきちゃったから。
Oh, I'm looking at pictures. 超。This thing is...
虫っぽいよね、結構。そう、でも、あの、ダイオウグソクムシに関する論文とかもほとんどなくて、全然わかんないんだって。
They're from 300 million years ago.
Wow. すごいね。そりゃ謎が多いわけだわ。だこの、酵母菌の正体が分かれば、もしかしたらだからこれを応用して絶食が可能になるか。
So we don't know whether or not the yeast fungus killed it or enabled it to live longer.
そう、なんか今まで死んだ個体を解剖したことあるらしいんだけど、こんな風に胃の中が酵母菌の液でいっぱいになってたことが今までなかったんだって。Yeah. 初めてなんだってこれ。だから、そう、それが原因で死んじゃったのか、それが原因で長生きしてたのか、どっちか分かんないっていう。真逆なんだけど、全然分かんないんだって。
How often do these things usually eat?
3ヶ月に1回とか。もともとあんまりだから食べないんだけど、5年っていうのもすごいよね。だから仮説として水の中にある何か、人間が今まだ知らない何かを栄養として体に取り込んでるんじゃないかとかいろいろ言われてるんだけど。
What is this theory that the yeast fungus actually kept it alive for so long? How would that work?
わかんないの、それも。だから何もわかんないの。でも酵母菌だから。
Yeah.
なんかもしかして共存して。どうにか、なんかほら人間と腸内菌みたいな感じで、こう共存しながらうまくやっていってるんじゃないかっていうのが、まあ一つの説なんだけど、でもこういう今の時代でもこういうわけが分かんない動物がまだいっぱいいて人間が何も分かんないっていうのは興味深いよね。
Just thinking about it, it didn't eat for 5 years. There must be a reason why it didn't eat. That must be the yeast fungus, right?
でも分かんないのだから何も分かんないんだもん。
But you would assume, like they said they did an autopsy and the stomach was
filled
infected,
with, yeah,
right? So
yeah.
maybe that's why he wasn't eating. It wasn't eating. And
so,
and not eating will kill you. We already know that, no?
でもね、餓死してたわけじゃないの。That's the mystery. That's the fun part. Like it didn't starve to death. It was like.なんか健康状態はすごく良くて痩せてたわけでもないんだって。その肉の部分っていうか なんて呼ぶか分かんないけど、痩せ細っちゃってたわけじゃないんだって。だから不思議じゃない、だから痩せ細って死んでたんだったら、あ、5年間食べなくて死んだんだみたいな簡単だけど、餓死じゃないっていう解剖結果が出たからさらに謎が深まったみたいな。ダイオウグソクムシのぬいぐるみとか売ってんだよ。
欲しい。
欲しくないでしょ。マイケルの部屋一個もないじゃん、ぬいぐるみの気配が。はい、次。地球内部のマントルに大量の水が貯蔵されていることを示す石が発見されました。この石はリングウッダイトと呼ばれる鉱物で、水を多く含む性質を持っています。これまで隕石からしか発見されていませんでしたが、今回発見されたものはブラジルの川の底にブラウンダイヤモンドとなって落ちていました。もともとは地球内部のマントルの中にあり、火山の噴火で地表に飛び出てきたとみられています。今回の発見で地球の地下400キロから600キロの層に地球上の海洋水全体の量に匹敵する膨大な水がある可能性があることが分かりました。
New evidence that an enormous ocean of water exists within the Earth's mantle has been discovered in the form of a tiny diamond. Study of this particular stone, done at the University of Alberta, confirms the terrestrial existence of ringwoodite, which is a high-pressure form of silicate. Interestingly, 1.5% of the ringwoodite is water, chemically bound to it. According to scientists, this is evidence...that suggests that the amount of water between 400 and 600 kilometers below the Earth's surface may rival what we already have in our oceans. The ringwoodite sample is tiny, almost invisible to the human eye, and contained within this diamond, which itself was encased in volcanic rock, ejected from the Earth 90 million years ago when dinosaurs still roamed the planet.
そう、そもそも、
And isopods.
そうだね。そもそも水を 1.5% の割合で含んでる石があること自体知らなかった。
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. I don't even know、ね、how water can be chemically bound to a stone.
ね、不思議じゃない？しかもさ、yeah. 海洋水全体の量に匹敵する水って相当だよ。
I didn't.Go through the entire study or anything, but I don't really understand how they came to the conclusion that there's that much water. Like, I understand, okay, 1.5% of this ringwood eye is water.
Mm.
Well, if there's that much water, well, then how much of this ringwood eye is there?
ね、わかんない。
But I guess up until now, we didn't know that this actually exists on Earth.
そうそうそうそう。
We thought it was just a meteorite thing.
そうそうそう。そう、今まで地球外からしか見つかってなかったのが、意外と近くに、身近にあったっていう。Isn't it really crazy? Like, あの、宇宙とかすごい調べてるけど、意外と地球の中身のこと分かってないじゃん。
Yeah, we don't really understand a lot of things about Earth.
そう。で、一応この、なんか地球って地震があったり噴火があったりすごい活動的じゃん。それの原因がやっぱりこの地球の中に水があるからなんじゃないかっていう説がずっとあって、今回のこの石が見つかったことによって、まあそれがまた強化された。
Yeah, this thing came out of a volcano.
Yeah. しかもその時に奇跡的にピョコンってこの石が出てきたやつがブラジルの川の底に落ちててずっとそんなすごい長い時間。
Well, it originally came out in volcanic rock and ended up there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somehow.
ピョコンって出てきてそのダイヤモンドを探してる人たちがたまたま拾ったんだよ。で、このブラウンダイヤモンド自体は価値がないから何これみたいな感じで見てたんだって、その人たちは。
Do they know which volcano it came from?
No, we didn't say.
But if it's in a river, then it seems like they should be able to trace that to like a mountain.
かもね。
And if the mountain's volcanic, maybe that's the one, no?
ただ同じ山がまだあんのかっていうか、あまりに昔だからさ。
Yeah, things,
you know what I mean?
Things change so fast on this.
だから。
It's almost like a really hot plate or something. Like you can touch it for a second, but if you touch it too long, you'll get burned and die, like the dinosaurs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like how active this planet is.
So,
like we're here, but we've only been here
like
a really short amount of time.
Yeah.
And we're probably just gonna get hit by a meteor or something.
Yeah. Or negative. Negative.
not soon.
いや、でもそう面白いよね。こういうなんか新たな発見が次々あってさ。
How much? I mean, do you want this? I'm assuming there's some women on this planet that are like, oh, now I have to have like the ring wood eye diamond ring. I'm sure someone's going after it already.
いやだって目に見えないからさ、どうすんの？
They don't even care. I can't even tell the difference between diamond and plastic. Like,
yeah, yeah. 目に見えないからね。でもこれがさ、いっぱい地球の中にあるとなったら、でも見た感じどういう見た目なんだろうね。別に綺麗じゃないんじゃない。
Do you ever find like a little diamond or something that looks like a diamond, like on the ground or at a park or like someone dropped it, maybe in the train station or somewhere?
Okay.
Like there'll be like a diamond on the ground.
Okay.
And I used to find these all the time when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I was like always looking at the ground.
Okay.
And if I saw like a little diamond or something, I'd like pick it up and be like, oh shit, I found a diamond.
Yeah.
But they're like, they're all plastic.
Yeah. まあ落ちてるやつはね、さすがに。
Yeah, what's up with all these...
Bullshit?
Plastic. But they look so real, so I was always trying to
ジルコニアとかもね、あるけど。かなり、まあ、鑑定とかの人が見ないと分かんないみたいな人工ダイヤとかね、いっぱいあるしね。I don't know. でもこのリングウッダイト。
What is that? Is it どうでもいい whether you have it in your ring? いらない？
いや、超イケてるけどさ、だって目に見えない大きさだったら嫌じゃない？意味分かんないじゃん。でもこの水がね、いっぱい入ってるっていうのがちょっと不思議だから見てみたいけど。いやでも目に見えるやつが欲しい。
Well, if it's all about appearance, then you can just get the artificially manufactured diamond. Looks exactly the same.
まあね、まあね。いやでもなんか珍しいから欲しいんでしょ、みんな。
だからこの Ringwood Eye は一番いいやつじゃない？
本当はね、綺麗な見た目だったらね、それで。次。 ブラジルのリオデジャネイロで犬と猫への整形手術を禁止する法案が可決されました。これには、これは犬の尻尾や耳を切り落とすことや猫の爪を抜くことを防ぐためのもので、これらを実践した獣医は登録を抹消されます。
Rio de Janeiro has banned plastic surgery for cats and dogs following a report by Brazil's National Council of Veterinary Medicine, branding the practice as cruel. Plastic surgery on animals includes tail docking, removing cat claws, and ear cropping.
そう、あの、猫の爪を抜くのはね、あの、declawing?
Yeah.
Yeah, あの、一回調べたことあるから知ってたんだけど、これも爪を抜くって言っても指の第一関節の骨から切っちゃうみたいな、
really?
だからそうすっごい痛いし、もう骨ごと取られてるからなんかもう最悪、まあ、猫からしたら最悪だから、その爪から骨から切っちゃうやり方と爪を出す指の腱を切っちゃうっていうのはあるんだけど、どっちもまあさ猫からしたらすごい不便だし最悪。
Were you planning to do that to
No,
Barutan?
No, never, never. だからその猫飼うときにやっぱり家具をさバリバリされちゃうからとかいう理由でそういうことする人もいるみたいなんだけど、あの、
It's the same with tails and stuff too.
そうでその犬、
There's bones in the tail, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. でその犬のね尻尾と耳を切り落とすっていうのは私あんまり詳しくなくて調べたの。でさ、
It's really common with certain breeds. They almost always do it.
そうなの、そうなの。Yeah. 知らなかった。で、そもともとは猟犬とか牧羊犬ってされる犬の尻尾とか耳を切って、だから例えばテリア、ドーベルマン、トイプードル、コーギーとかそういう尻尾が短いね、mm. 印象がある犬は、あの、もともとその猟してる時とかに牛とか羊に踏まれちゃったり。あの狼とかなんか分かんないけど、あの敵に耳とかかじられちゃったりすると困るっていう結構プラクティカルな理由で切ってたらしいので、今は血統書をつけるために切るんだって。だからなんていうの、血統書ってその犬種のスタンダードとされる見た目になってないともらえないから、でしかもね赤ちゃんの時に麻酔なしで切るんだって。なんか犬の赤ちゃんは痛みを感じないだろうっていうアサンプションのもと、生まれて結構すぐに尻尾ちょきって切っちゃうんだって。絶対痛いじゃん。
It's funny, like we feel so bad for these animals, yet we cut part of babies' dicks off.
Yeah.
And people voluntarily have plastic surgery on themselves.
そうね。 いやでもさ、
Isn't it like strange?
いやでもなんか自分の種が自分でやるならまだいいっていうかさ。
Yeah, but the baby didn't ask for his part of his dick to be cut off.
Yeah,
what I'm saying.
It's really messed up too, but it's still within our own species. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's worse if you do it to other species, because you can't communicate with each other. Like you can't explain it to them. だから私トイプードルとかドーベルマンとかってもともと尻尾が短いんだと思ってた、ずっと今まで。27年間、あれは切られてああなっちゃってんだね。コーギーとかもさ、
I really like pets. I really like dogs. I like cats too. But a lot of the people, a lot of like dog, like pet people are really, really strange about this stuff.
Yeah.
Not just owners, but there's a really strange breeding culture that goes back hundreds of years, where they just They're just really obsessed with like a certain appearance and how what patterns are on the fur and like how everything turns out. Like it's they really monitor these genetic traits.
So
and they end up like inbreeding these animals. And now we have all these purebred dogs that die early and have terrible health problems, and we're chopping their ears off and doing like weird stuff to maintain like.Some bullshit image.
Yeah, exactly. And そのブリーダーの人が勧めてくることもよくあるんだって。だから尻尾を切らないと血統書つけれないからやった方がいいですよとか。なんか不思議じゃない? It's like ペット好きだから、動物が好きだからペット飼うわけじゃん。
Yeah.
例えばコーギーが好きだからそのコーギーをもらってくるのにそのコーギーを痛めつけるみたいななんか矛盾してるっていうかさ、yeah. 不思議じゃない？
Yeah.
まあだから私みたいに知らない人も結構実はいるんじゃないかなと思ってるし。
What's up with all the cats in Japan that have really short tails? I heard that a lot of them are just like that originally, but
あとなんかほら車とかに引かれちゃった。
No, it's like so common here for cats to have really, really short tails.
Short tails? でも野良猫だけだよね。
Is it? I don't go into people's houses and look at their cats.
あの耳を切るっていうのはあるよね、野良猫の。ちょっと端っこだけ。あれは、あの、避妊してる？避妊じゃない、不妊治療をもうしましたっていう印でつけてるらしいんだけど。まあ、そういうのはね最悪仕方ないっていうか別に見た目のためにやってるわけじゃないから仕方ないといえば仕方ないんだろうなと思うけどびっくりしちゃった。それでそのヨーロッパとかだとこのブラジルもそうだけどこういうのがどんどん禁止されてるわけなんだよね。だけど日本は結局その獣医師と飼い主の判断に任せますみたいな感じで、まあ、推奨はしないけど禁止でもないみたいな。だからどんどん今も尻尾を切られている犬が大量に。
I mean they can ban it or not ban it but it's I think the pet culture needs to change.
Yeah.
The pet culture is really strange and I don't even like pet shops.
I really don't like pet shops either. まあ多分前も話したけどね。そう、そのペットショ日本はやっぱりこうシェルターに動物をもらいに行くっていう文化があまりないからそのペット飼うといえばもう血統書付きでペットショップで飼うとか、うん、まあ、ブリーダーのところにもらいに行くとかそうするとやっぱりねなんか模様がこうじゃないと嫌だとかなんかテレビに出てるみたいなこういうチワワがいいとか、うん、そういうなんか見た目に対するすごい変に強いこだわりみたいな需要があるからだと思う。
People have a weird image of these shelters and like free、
うん、
free pets
うん、
It's like a dirty image or something. I don't want like some boroboro like mixed mutt thing.
そう、なんかさ、不思議なのはシェルターに行くとみんなもちろんすごい綺麗に現れてるわけじゃん。すごい綺麗だし、この子供の猫とか犬とかも超いっぱいいるの。で、選び放題じゃん。で、例えばそのワクチン代だけでいいですとか、実質だからその生き物自体は無料みたいな。なのにペットショップで同じような見た目の猫で50万60万とか、
yeah.
100万とか、
yeah.
もう買う人がいるっていうのが、ま、なんか不思議で仕方ないけどね。
Well there's also that weird that weird practice of like I've heard there's like corrupt pet shops where women like convince like some really rich dude to get them a pet, get them like a little cat or something. Like this is like the first or second time like they've even met.
Okay.
And then later the woman like takes the pet back to the pet shop.
Oh.
The same pet that the guy bought for her.
Okay.
And she gets like some portion of the money.
なんだそれ。あ、詐欺事件みたいな。
And they like.
Oh.
Then she does it again.
That's really weird.
It's like her cat that lives in the pet shop. I don't know. It's like a weird arrangement. Like I've heard of weird arrangements like that.
変なの。それ初めて聞いた。でもだからその倫理的にかわいそうだからとかそういう問題以前にその50万とか60万とか払いたいかっていう。わかる？なんかだって
余ってるから。ちゃんとしてる、like、
そうだよ。うちの猫もそうシェルター埼玉県に捨てられてたさ、うん、猫だけど全然綺麗だよね、
うん、
ピッカピカでさだから変わらないから
Yeah, it's、ね、the cutest cat in the world, right?
It is, yes
次
ひどい
The search for Malaysia Airlines MH370 not only continues but broadens. Investigators now believe that the pilot may have used terrain maskingas well as flown at an altitude below 1,500 meters to avoid commercial radar systems. Flight MH370 is now known to have flown for approximately 8 hours, and investigators are now positive that the plane crossed back across Malaysia over the Strait of Malacca and over the Bengal Bay.
消息を絶っているマレーシア航空機ですが、レーダーを避ける目的で高度1500メートル以下のところを意図的に飛行していた可能性が浮上しました。通信が途絶えてからおよそ8時間飛行を続けていたことが新たに分かり、マレーシア側に引き返した可能性が高いとみて、当局は範囲をさらに広げて捜索に当たっています。新展開だよね。
This Malaysia Airlines story is so ridiculous.It's out of control.
Yeah.
The information is just, there's so much conflicting information, there's so much speculation, there's so much retracting of statements. Some of that can be blamed on the Malaysian government.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And some of it on the media.
Yeah, they've messed up a few things.
Yeah, 当局とか政府に対する批判っていうのもすごく多いし、まあ、情報がその、あのベトナ何マレーシア、ベトナム、中国とかいろんなところが捜索隊を出して日本も自衛隊を送ってるけどそこと、うん、そのレーダー見てる人たちと機体見てる人たちと全然コミュニケーション取れてないっていうだから
well,
うち聞いてないけどっていうのと
yeah,
で勝手に誰かが発表しちゃったりとかそれでまあめちゃくちゃになってるところもあるけどただこれまでね事故か事件か分かんないっていう感じだったんだけどここに来て結構事件なんじゃないかっていうのが強くなってるよね。
They're pretty sure. They're pretty sure that the plane was hijacked. It's not official, but it's pretty official at this point. One interesting thing about this, more blame on the Malaysian government, but the plane was on their radar. 普通に。
え、その8時間ってやつ？
Well, so it was going over and it was going to cross over to the Vietnamese radar when it left range. But it turned around, pretending to be a different plane or something. And then just 普通に flew through the Malaysian radar, military radar.
え、それ今までなんで出さなかったの？その話。
Because they didn't know... Well, they said that they had radar data, some...radar data, some raw data that they wanted to be analyzed by other countries, but it was just radar doesn't tell you what it is.
Right.
Radar only tells you something's there.
Yeah.
So there was just an unidentified object flying the opposite direction.
でもどう考えてもこれじゃんね。今これ探してんだからさ。
It's been confirmed that that was the plane.
なんでこんな時間かかったんだろうね。というかだからここの乗ってた人たち今どうなっちゃってんの
？They didn't even report the plane was missing until after it was supposed to have landed.
あ、遅いんだよね。
Yeah.
いちいち。
It's been what 8-9 days?
9 days かな。
Yeah, that plane landed.
Today is probably the 9th day.
Landed like 8 days ago.
そうだよ、もう一週間も経ってんだよ。一週間みんなどこで暮らしてるの
Wherever it landed, whatever happened, the plane was on the ground like 8 days ago.
Yeah.
So they're so far behind in this investigation. If it is some sort of crazy terrorist thing, they're so far behind.
時間かかりすぎ。だってこんな飛行機みたいな大きいもので中に200何十人も乗ってるわけでしょ。それが1週間もさどっかに連れ去られちゃって見つからないって前代未聞だけどでもこのパイロットに今だからフォーカスされてるよね結構
Yeah, the pilot thing's weird There have been reports that the pilot's wife and three children moved out of his house the day before the plane went missing
Where are they now?
I don't know
Oh, but they're still in Malaysia or they went out of the country
I don't know.
Okay.
The intel's so bad. They only recently went into the pilot's home, like yesterday or something.
あ、そうね。昨日家宅捜索みたいなしてたね。
Yeah, and they're starting to figure out some weird things. It's weird because the Malaysian government is investigating this man, right? The pilot. It turns out the pilot is not a big fan of the Malaysian government.
Right, right.
Or well, he's a huge fan of Malaysia.Just not the people that are in power in Malaysia right now. So he's a supporter of Anwar Ibrahim.
Okay.
Who is the main opposition leader in Malaysia.
So he's a politician? Or just like an activist.
Ibrahim, or Ibrahim, however you say his name, is. He's not, yeah, he's politically active.
Okay.
The pilot is. And he went to a trial for this Anwar Ibrahim, like right before this flight, where he was jailed for being, he was like jailed for homosexuality or something.
What? So random. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this plot is like kind of weird. So the Malaysian government's kind of painting the pilot out to be this extremist, anti-Malaysian government.
Yeah.
Dude, there's pictures of him wearing a t-shirt saying democracy is dead. And that's what he believes about Malaysia.
Mm.
But the problem with this is that the rest of the world thinks that Anwar Ibrahim is cool. And
okay.
that Malaysia does have problems with its democracy.
Okay.
You know, so it's not like this pilot is some extremist or something. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? He's an extremist.
He's being kind of called an extremist and a fanatical individual by the Malaysian government. But the Malaysian government's biased, right?
Ah, so ことね.
Because they are the administration that
he's
not a fan of.
Ah, so このパイロットがまあ崇拝というか支持してた人は別に普通に人気があるまあ反政府アクティビストみたいなってこと?
Yeah.
So it's not like he's crazy or extremist, right?
Yeah, he's not. Well, we don't know if he's crazy or extremist. He might be.
Yeah.
He might have taken this plane because of that. But there's no proof that he's extremist, and his position isn't necessarily one that is uncommon.
Oh, so か.
But he does have a flight simulator in his home.
Okay.
And the flight path that he took to avoid radar, the stuff that the plane was doing, we don't know who was piloting the plane, but the stuff that the plane was doing was highly, highly technical.
Yeah, yeah.
Expert flying.
Yeah.
And probably was planned in advance.
Mm.
So you know, we know the pilot is capable of this.
Yeah.
He's the number one suspect for sure.
一昨日ぐらいから言われてるよね。その、この飛んでる感じを見てると、かなり熟練した人じゃないとできない。技を使ってて、
yeah.
で、このパイロットはもともとすごい経験があるから事故なんてありえないみたいな最初言われてたから、
うん、
あじゃあこの人本人が操縦してたんじゃないかっていう
The focus I think the focus should be on the pilot.
But do they know where the wife is? Do they know where the wife is?
I don't know about that stuff.
でもさ不思議なのは例えばそういう政治的なメッセージがあってこれを起こしたとしたら結構すぐに声明みたいなものを出しそうじゃない?自分は何が欲しくてこういうことをしたのか、
yeah.
でももうさ1週間以上経ってるのに何も出てこないし、
yeah.
その200人どこに行っちゃったしかもどこに着陸してんの
So there are a few possibilities、
mm.
It's crazy this thing like never really gets narrowed down
Yeah そうね
But, So they think the plane somewhere in the Middle East possibly、
mm.
landed somewhere and not necessarily ona runway、
mm.
the 777 200 this plane is capable of landing on the ground、
mm.
without a runway it、mm. can land on like hard packed dirt it can land、
okay.
Wherever there's like a flat relatively、mm. smooth surface this plane can land、
mm.
which a lot of other planes can't do、mm. without being ruined、so the plane could have been landed anywhere
Right.
The plane also may have crashed in the Bengal Bay of、
okay.
Bengal or whatever.
Okay.
So it either crashed on the way there or it went there and landed somewhere、
mm-hmm.
or went there and then tried to land and crashed. I don't know. But countries in that region say that nothing has gone through their radar.、
Mm.
Right now, NASA is going through like old satellite、mm-hmm. data to try to find the plane.
この200何十人乗ってる旅客機をハイジャックして誰にも見つからずに着陸させてこの200何十人をどっかに拘束しとくっていうのは相当さ用意周到にしないと無理だもんね だから、
yeah.
まあただその事故じゃないっていうのが濃厚になってきたから、まあ、ある意味良かったといえば良かったというか、その二百何十人が生きてる可能性がまだあるじゃん。だからその例えば空中分解しましたとかだとさ、もう結構絶望的だけど。
One of the worst speculative theories on what happened. They detected like really crazy altitude changes in this plane. That could be the result of a struggle in the cockpit, or what some experts think is more likely is that the pilot climbed to extremely high altitude in order to cause hypoxia. And like depressurize the cabin, fly to really high altitude so people can't breathe.
Okay.
And then fly back down.
Okay. Right. Oh, so the pilot and the try to suffocate people like on purpose?
It's possible.
But why would he? Why would anyone? It's just, I don't know.
It seems great. I mean, but if you only want the plane,
yeah,
those passengers are going to be working really hard. To stop you if they think you're going to crash into something, right?
Yeah.
So some people think, I mean, there is data saying that the plane flew to really high altitudes, higher than cruising altitude. There's no reason to do that other than to do this. So they think that might have happened. The other thing is the data from these satellites isn't super accurate in determining elevation or altitude.
Ah, okay.
So it's possible that data is wrong.
Oh.
But they think that he may have done that.
ちょっといろんな可能性ありすぎだしさ、全然本当さっきマイケル言ったみたいに、narrow down されないから。
Well, whoever did this is a pro. I mean, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They've made it very difficult for everybody.
そのパイロットがね、この実験に関わってるとしたら他に仲間がどれぐらいいるとかさ、そういうのも何も分かんないんだもんね。Well, I hope the passengers are still alive somewhere. Maybe kept, I don't know. どっかに。 And like, I don't know. I hope they're still alive.
Yeah, I mean, this has got to be the absolute worst for any family members or friends of people on the plane.
Yeah.
So imagine, you just, at one point there's like no hope, then there's like this weird hope, but it's like, oh, but our data is shitty. It's like, yo.
そうだよ、本当に。
It's gotta be such a roller coaster.
Yeah. なんか何を見ればいいのみたいな。Right?
I don't know anyone on that plane or anything, but I've been obsessed with this. It's so fascinating to me.
Yeah.
I want to know where that plane is.
ね。I mean, because, the entire world is watching.
Think about this. Like, our generation, like, we're not used to not having answers like this.
そうね。
We're just not used to it.
特にこの飛行機とかみたいに、いや、そうね。特に飛行機みたいにこうやってレーダーとかもあるし、管制塔もいるし、で、飛行機の機体から自動で送られてくるデータもいっぱいあるわけじゃん。その中でね、消えるっていうのは確かに今のこの時代なかなかこういうのはこういう出来事ないもんね。飛行機だけじゃなくても、Things just can't disappear. Like things and people just, you know, they can't just disappear like this.
And this theme of these countries not cooperating so well or withholding data for security reasons and just knock it off. Just it's just so ridiculous.
Not this communication.
Because Malaysia
problems.
Was like, oh, we can't share that information. We don't want to reveal the range of our radar and this and that. It's like, yo, let's just find the plane first.
Yeah. So ne. このコミュニケーション問題大きいよね、今回は本当。
Next, voters in Crimea have overwhelmingly voted in favor of secession from the Ukraine to join Russia. With about 75% of the votes counted, election officials stated that 96% of the votes were in favor of joining Russia. However, the US, EU, and Ukraine have denounced the election as rigged, illegal, and illegitimate. Ukraine's new government in Kiev called the referendum a circus directed at gunpoint, and Barack Obama hinted at additional sanctions and penalties, while Mr. Putin, on the other hand, says the vote was legal and legitimate.
ウクライナのクリミアでロシアへの編入の是非を問う住民投票が行われ、開票率 75% の時点で 96% がロシアへの編入を支持するものでした。ロシアのプーチン大統領がこの結果を正式なものとして受け入れている一方で、アメリカ、EU、ウクライナはこの住民投票自体が違法であり無効だとしています。まあ、それはロシアはね、受け入れるに決まってるんだけど、これ…あれだよね、クリミアでこのロシアへの編入を支持しませんって反対している人たちはこの投票自体をボイコットするっていう風に言ってるから、
うん、
これが何ロシアにとって有利なものになるのは当たり前だったというかそんなにびっくりすることじゃないんだよ。
Do you think this election is completely BS?Election? Not election. Vote?
I mean, これが OK となるとさ、
何でも。I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will.
これが OK となると、だから、何でも OK になるっていうか、こうロシアはさ、クリミアにこうちょずっとロシア系住民を送ってるわけじゃん、
うん、
長年ね。で、こう実効支配みたいな感じになって、で、こういう vote して、じゃあ OK ですってなっちゃうと、まあ、クリミアはちょっと特殊というか、その、自治権みたいなのがあるからこういうことになるわけだけどでもこれが OK になると何でもありにならない?
Well, here's the thing. This voting, people were basically voting at gunpoint. The people of Crimea don't have any confidence that the US and EU are willing to go to war with Russia、
yeah.
just so they can hang out with the Ukrainians.
Yeah.
Right?And meanwhile, there are 21,500 troops on Crimean soil. Russian troops are controlling the Black Sea. There's mass military exercises along the eastern border. Helicopters and armored vehicles have entered Ukraine's Kherson region. And basically that region controls the...electricity, water, and gas to Crimea.、
Hmm.
So Crimea is completely occupied by Russia at this point.
Yeah.
This vote is obviously BS.
Yeah.
But they're having this vote. Russia is basically having this vote in Crimea.
Right, right.
To justify their actions,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. そうだからこれがいいってなると何でも例えばだから北海道とかさ沖縄とか何でもいいけど、
うん、
だから人の国の一部をにどんどん自分の住民を送ってそれ同じことできちゃうよねでいやもうここうちなんでみたいな
Has Hokkaido ever Hokkaido has no interest
in what?
In separating from Japan
I don't think so
it seems like OkinawaPeople, some people might have a little, like, definitely feel like
historically, it's different. Yeah, I mean, it used to be a kingdom.
Yeah.
Separated from Japan, mainland. So, I mean, it's really hard to come up with an example because Crimea is such a unique situation with its own jichiken.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
But they're, this was at gunpoint, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And the media reporting on this voting process said that they directly witnessed a lot of corruption in this voting process. Like it was totally bogus.
この世界的に見て、obviously に、いやこれおかしいだろうってみんなが思ってるけど、そっちと逆方向に進んでいくことがなんかまかり通るっていうのがすごいよね。だってさ、これ何もできないじゃん。Right? Like people in Crimea, like non-Russian people, they can't do anything about it. Right? Because it's full of Russian people there now.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, America and EU can come out and be like, yeah, that's bullshit. But it's not that they're going to come rescue them.
Well, all they've alluded to is more sanctions on Russia, more penalties on Russia as a country, and then high-ranking Russian officials will not be able to travel in the EU. This is going to have pretty negative consequences for Russia. I don't think it was worth it, even if they do get Crimea or whatever they're planning to do.
ね、確かにね。だから、まあ、アメリカはちょっと置いといたとしても、EU が本当にちゃんと制裁しますってなると、まあ困るだろうから。
All of this over just that,
What's there in Crimea?
That trade deal. Huh?
What's there in Crimea?
What's in Crimea?
Yeah. Why is it so important?
Crimea is just a really good entry point for the Ukraine.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. So,
for
that's
Russia.
Why?
Yeah, because there are actually a lot of ethnic Russians in Crimea.
Right.
And there is support for Russia.
Right.
In Crimea.
Right.
So, if you want to take over the Ukraine, Crimea is the place to start.
だからそっから、じゃあもうゆくゆくはそっから全部広げるってこと？ Like, are they actually planning to take over Ukraine?
I think,
like the entire country.
Well, I think the Ukraine has lost Crimea already. I think this vote will go through.
Yeah.
I think Russia will take Crimea.
Yeah. まあだって、
regardless of the legitimacy of the vote.
Or with or without this vote, だって実質的にもうロシアになっちゃってたわけでしょ。
You know, Russia talks about like, oh, this vote is legitimate and, you know, this is the democratic process and all this other shit. Then get your troops out of there and just let them decide on their own. What is all this? Which is it? Because you have, you know, all this military all over the Ukraine. But then you act like they want it.
Well, I mean,
and what's
even
with
if,
all the force?
Even if people in Crimea actually wanted it, like this is not how it works. It's not like, for example, like Japan decides to send Japanese people to, I don't know, some town in Brazil or whatever, and then suddenly we can't. It's not that we can claim like, oh, you know, these people want this town to be Japan, so that's how it works. みたいな、じゃないじゃん。Right? Like, if this is okay, then what's the point of having その country で分けてる意味なくない?
Well, I think the main reason why the Ukraine doesn't want to give up Crimea is because if Russia takes Crimea, then where does it end?
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty soon we're going to have a vote in the Ukraine where like 95% of the people
want to join. そうそうそう。だからその何人がいっぱい住んでるから何とかそういう問題じゃないじゃん。
You know, if without all the military nonsense, if Crimea decided to have this vote and it was a legitimate vote and they decided to leave the Ukraine and go to Russia, I think the Ukraine should just let them. Who cares? It's just, that's what it is. But those aren't the circumstances that we're looking at.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know where this whole thing is going. But it's certainly not getting better.
It's not getting better. And Russia's too far invested to just back out.
そうだね。今更みたいな感じになっちゃうもんね。
And the Ukraine isn't about to just fold.
Yeah,
they'll fold on Crimea, I think, but I don't think they'll fold any more than that.
I read somewhere last night or yesterday that they did this poll in the States, asking people, Putin to Obama だったらどっちが stronger leader, and people said Putin.
Yeah, for sure.
Obviously,
Putin rides around on horseback, shirtless.
Yeah, he's just like doing whatever he wants to do.
Shooting stuff.
Yeah. しかもさ、彼のイメージ写真。
Swimming in rivers.
Yeah, like swimming.
Strangling like, animals
chilling
with his bare hands.
Yeah, chilling with tigers, killing bears. It's always なんか、
hanging
he's always
out with
outside. Hyoda. Yeah, he's always outside in like, I don't know, snow mountains or you know, rivers and in the wild.
And then we see pictures of Obama and he's texting.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
taking
exactly.
selfies at funerals.
Yeah, exactly. So, so, so. だから、まあ、どっちがいいとかそういう問題じゃないんだけど。
Putin is a genius. He really is. I was watching a documentary on just Putin and how he got into power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a couple weeks ago. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, I've read about his life.
But he's also a dick.
You can probably make like 6 movies about his life alone.
Yeah,
you know, it's better than any like spy movies or anything that you find. It's
all the KGB stuff and
yeah,
it gets really nuts.
Yeah.
And he's still a badass.
He is. But he's making everyone's lives difficult.
Yeah, that's for sure. A dramatic increase in men in the U.S. getting vasectomies in March this year may be attributable to March Madness, a basketball tournament, and the recovery aspect of the vasectomy operation. Doctors performing the operation say that vasectomies are typically up by 50% in March. Vasectomies take between 30 minutes to an hour while people are usually told they can return to work after a couple days, recovery typically takes between 1 and 2 weeks.
アメリカでいわゆるパイプカットと呼ばれる男性の不妊手術の件数が今月になって 50% も急増しました。パイプカットの手術は通常30分から1時間で終わり、その後1週間から2週間ほど安静にする必要があります。3月にはテレビ中継されるバスケットボールのシーズンが始まるため、毎年3月にパイプカットの手術が集中すると考えられています。
パイプカット?
Yeah, they call it パイプカット in Japanese.
性感切除。
性感切除、yeah. Technical term はね。
Is that that common here?
I don't know. 一回も会ったことないけど、それを言ってる人は、俺パイプカットしたんだとか、まあ、そんなみんなに言わないかな、でももともと。I don't know.
Maybe it's a private thing.
Have you met anybody who's like openly...
Who's had a vasectomy?
Yeah.
Not that I can think of.
これってもう絶対子供いらないってなったらやる。
Wait, let me describe this I did some research. Let me describe the process real quick.
Okay.
So your testicles and scrotum are cleaned with an antiseptic and shaved.
Okay. 怖いなんか。
You may be given an oral or intravenous medicine to reduce anxiety. I guess people get pretty... I mean, you would get anxious
yeah,
if someone's...
Yeah, それ怖いでしょ。
Cutting stuff inside your balls. If you do take the medicine that they give you, it tends to make you not remember that much about the procedure,
okay.
which is another reason to take it. Then each vas deferens, which is the vas deferens,
okay.
isn't that the thing they cut? That
yeah,
cord, yeah, is located by touch. A local anesthetic is injected into the area. Then the doctor makes one or two small openings in your scrotum. Through an opening in the scrotum, the two vas deferens tubes are cut, and then the two ends of the vas deferens tube are tied together, tied, stitched, or sealed together.
Okay.
An electrocautery may be used to seal the ends with heat.
ジュってやっちゃうってことか。
To seal the tube, they use heat.
Yeah.
And the scar tissue helps... block the tubes.
Ah, okay.
The vas deferens is then replaced inside the scrotum and the skin is closed with stitches that dissolve and do not have to be removed.
Oh, 怖いよ。ないのに、マミ。ないけど怖い。え、これさ、でもさ、I just saw さっき、この vasectomy, a reverse, what is it called?
Reversal?
Yeah. So it's reversible. Yeah.
Reversible.
It is. But how do they reverse this? How do they... だって切っちゃってさ...
It's probably,
tied, stitched, or sealed? And how do they reverse this?
I don't know.
It sounds...
they have to reconnect that hose together.
むずそうじゃない? It's really tiny, right?
If you had to reconnect a hose and your life depended on it, let's say you're on a planet. There's only two people left, you and this one guy, but he's had a vasectomy. So it's up to you to save the human species by reconnecting the vas deferens in his balls. What do you do?
Yada yo.
Okay, so we go extinct.
But how many people do you reverse vasectomy?
I don't know.
どれぐらいのレートでいるものなのかな。でも結構なさ、若いうちにやる人もいるんだもんね。だって。
I heard the reverse of this procedure is far more painful than having it done in the first place.
ああ、まあそれはそうだろうね。しかもこのバセクトミー自体をちゃんとしたところでやらないとリバースもできなそう。でもさ、どうせやるんだったら確かにこうやってバスケとかがなんか。1週間2週間テレビで見るものあるときにやりたいっていうのは分かる気がするよね、
yeah.
何もないなんか昼ドラしかやってないみたいなときだと辛いもんね家で毎日
Apparently a lot of guys do this because、for these people that watch these、like college basketball and stuff get super into it they're not、yeah. trying to miss any of it、
ね、
for anything
そうだね
and if timing your vasectomy operationwith the basketball games means that you have an excuse to just sit around on the couch then
yeah.
I guess they
it's perfect
it.
for them right、oh. でも 50% まあ全部で分母が何人ぐらいいるのか分かんないけど相当な人数がこのタイミングに合わせてるってことでしょ毎年
doesn't it seem like a lot of people in Japan would be getting this considering how low the birth rate is here and how few people are actually having yeah. children
yeah 日本の birth rateが下がってるのはさ別に男が子供欲しくないからじゃないじゃん Do you know what I mean? It's not because the guys are getting this pipe cut It's more like women, you know, working women don't really wanna don't get married until, you know, later とかそういう問題じゃない
You think so?、Mm. I feel like men don't really wanna have kids either, no? You think men in Japan wanna have kids but women are like, no, I'm working
Or like they feel like maybe later みたいな感じで、だから不妊治療してる人とかすごいいっぱいいるじゃん。
もうずっと later 言ってるよね。
うん、だから言ってるうちに結構年がいっちゃってなかなかできにくくなっちゃうとかもあるんじゃない ？But I don't feel like I don't really see people who are like, yeah, I really don't want any kids. Like, I might as well just get pipe cut とか言ってる人聞いたことない。
うん。
何人ぐらいいるんだろうね日本ってあんまそういうなんかなこういうメディカルの人数とかあんま出てないから分かんないんだよ、
うん、
イギリスとかだと結構さ結構いろいろオープンになってるけど But would you get it though? Like let's say you're 50 and you don't want any kids anymore Like you're married, you have kids
Yeah.
You don't want any more kids Would you get it? Waza waza
do I have to decide now? I don't know. I don't feel like it has anything to do with me. I don't feel any urge to go have my balls surgically tampered with.
ね、怖いよね、なんか。Is it worth it? Are there people who have to go through this for some medical reasons?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I mean, people have to do all kinds of stuff for medical reasons, but not typically. This、okay. is a form of contraception, isn't it?
Yeah. 結構 extreme の contraception じゃない?
Yeah, it's pretty extreme.
Right? right? It's like...
It's one thing that kind of creeps me out about it is that you're just blocking a tube.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not like sperm production has been stopped or something.
Ah, 確かに。あれ? Right? うん。え、じゃあどうすんの? どうなってんの? その作ったやつが溜まっちゃわないのかな? え?
Right?
How does this work?
I don't know. Apparently, it's not a big deal. Apparently, it can just build up or whatever. I don't know. Your body has a natural way of...
Yeah, そこがクロックしてたらもう作らない、自動的に作らないのかな。
It doesn't seem to make sense to me. Like,
yeah.
But
だってさ、女性の場合は、
I only like work on cars and stuff, so it's like my logic is different from this medical.
Well, but then like, これは性感切除じゃん。女性は卵管がさ、卵管っていうその卵のが出る管があるわけじゃん、同じように。そこが詰まっちゃうと、あの手術とかするんだよ。Because it's a problem.
That's where the egg goes, yeah? Like,
yeah.
Goes through
the... yeah. で、そこがたまに癒着しちゃったりとか、詰まっちゃう人がいるのね。そうすると、炎症とかになってすごい問題になるから、they have to have a surgery. So, for women, it's a problem, but for men, it's fine.
Well, women have two, no?
Yeah. でも、どっちかが詰まったらもう手術だよ。I think.
But if you have one that's good, you're...大丈夫、
right? But wait, でもそうかもそうかも、妊娠できないっていうだけで別に痛いとかではないのかな。 I don't know actually. なんかねじれちゃってる人とかもいるんだよね。
Oh, yeah, people get their balls tangled. That happens.
あ、balls も、yeah. だって結構さ無防備だもんね。なんか足の間にさ、このブラブラしてさ、なんか体の中にあるわけじゃないじゃん。
Yeah, they have, it's too hot.
It's too hot,
so they gotta chill outside.
Yeah, but I mean, it's such a weird, 結構 ghetto system じゃない?
It's definitely a stupid design, because I'll be playing sports and I get hit in the balls. It's like,
やばいよね。
This is stupid.
Yeah.
Why are they just hanging out here?
ね。
And then if you get hit, like, instantly...Down.
なんかさ、
You're done.
Balls having to be outside to cool the sperm よりも熱くても平気なスペルムにすればよかったのにね。
Or have like a cool region inside the body. I don't know. Whatever. Figure that shit out.
パソコンのファンみ
たいに。Figure that shit out. But I find it hard to believe that after millions of years, this is the best we can come up with. Super sensitive organs.
Yeah.
Right there in between the legs, just waiting to be kicked.
Yeah. しかもさ、その入ってるものも超ふにゃふにゃじゃん。
You know,
全然ガードされてないし。
So I watch a lot of kakutogi.
Yeah, yeah.
MMA and stuff. People get kicked in the balls all the time.
Yeah, たまにさ、1回の試合で何回も。
You have like you have the two most dangerous people on the planet.
Yeah.
Ever.Like, they're like Bruce Lee is not even coming close to these guys.
Yeah.
These guys, like the level of martial arts now is ridiculous.
Right.
And two legends fighting each other.
Yeah.
For the world championship.
Yeah.
And then a guy gets hit in the balls and they have to pause everything. And then it's like, yo, you got 5 minutes. Just take it easy. And this guy's a world champion, most dangerous guy on the planet. He's like, oh.もうやばい。
やばい。
And he's like on the ground. It's like.
かわいそう。
Like.You guys just went from like leg kicks and flying knees、
yeah.
to like, oh, I got hit in the nuts. Like, hold on. Yo,
ちょっと待ってみたいな
But in a real fight, it's over.
そうだよ。
If you get hit in the balls, it's over. It doesn't matter if you're,
そうだよ。
doesn't matter if you're Bruce Lee or,
だから野生だったら待ってくれないからね、ライオンにそれ言っても。 Wait, みたいな。ちょっとタマ、ボーの休憩みたいな。
なんでライオン?
If you're fighting with like,wild animals.
Oh, well, if I get kicked in the balls or I don't get kicked in the balls, I'm still losing to a lion.
Still, you know, like in the real world, no one's going to wait for you.
So you're about to fight with a lion. You're like, hold on, my balls.
Got kicked.
I hit my balls.
Yeah. ちょっと待ってみたいな。待ってくれないじゃん。MMA は待ってくれる。
There's so many ways to hit your balls. It's endless.
そうだね、like, 自転車とかもね、あれだし。
Men have to go through this process of figuring out all the things they shouldn't do, and there's always new ones that come up all the time.
Like what? What was your recent ball hitting experience?
My most recent ball hitting experience is I came out of the shower and had a towel, and you know you can use the towel to like kind of make air to dry yourself off.
Huh?
So you're holding the towel and you like go like this. You like wave it up and down. And then it makes a breeze and dries you off.
何それ?
You don't know? But you can take a towel and hold it in front of you and like go like this.
寒いじゃん。
Well, if you're just trying to like you toweled yourself off, but you're not completely dry.
Mm.
So if you do that, like, 10回ぐらい, like, もう you're dry.
何それ?
So I was like doing that. But the towel like whips. So I like hit myself.
え、それで痛いの?
I like hit myself with the towel. もう I was...
嘘?
It was bad, yeah.
そんなタオルでも?痛いんだ?
Yeah, and I was like trying to get ready to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So I just like hit myself in the balls and I was late.
その遅刻の言い訳やばいね。
Yeah, well, I didn't say, like, sorry, I hit myself in the balls.
with a towel. Yeah.
But now I've said it on the podcast, so...
Yeah, everyone knows.
Yeah.
タオルも痛いのか?
Yeah, like, get, like
てかそんな簡単に痛いんだ。
Whip factor.
まあ、それでも。へえ。女の子はそういうのないじゃん。そういうなんか、アクシデント。
It happens so easy. Like, you can just jump on your bicycle the wrong way or,、
yeah.
or whatever.
そうだね。だから乗馬とかどうやってんの男性は不思議なんだけど if when the horse is like galloping、mm. your butt goes up and down right、
mm.
if you accidentally sit on your balls then you're dead じゃん how are they doing it
I don't know
不思議
I don't know
不便だね男って
well you figure it out eventually
But you still haven't figured it out, John, after
I will
26 years.
Before I die.
No, eventually.
I don't know. No, like, you think you figured it out. You think you figured it out. And then, like, one more thing. Or just freak accidents. If you're playing sports, like, it can just happen.
Yeah, そうだね。そうね。まあ、他人が絡んでる場合はいいけど、その一人で流しちゃって悶絶するってのは嫌だね。
Yeah, that's really 珍しい。
Okay. Okay. Huh.Interesting.
But there's like weird salary men that pay girls to kick them in the balls.
そうだね。確かに。
You know.
That sounds so, really bad for you. じゃない?
Yeah, it's not good.
Right? Like people die from it.
So. Die? What? Do they?
Yeah. Yeah.
From getting hit in the balls? Oh yeah, didn't some like Chinese...
でもよく
in China, some woman like grabbed some dude by the balls and he died, right? Mm.
Yeah, you can die from it, I think.
Mm.
If something goes wrong, then... とか本当に潰れちゃったりとか。Ugh, I'm so glad I don't have it.
よかったね。
Yay! Girls! Okay. というわけで今日のお話終わりですよね。
Yep.
マイケルさん。なんか言わなきゃいけないことあったっけまあ、引き続き、Facebook、Twitter、Instagram よろしくお願いします、あとアプリね、
うん、
あのテキストと単語リスト一緒にしたものをアップしているので、
oh, We asked people about、vaccinations、yeah?
あ、そうそう、うん、ていうかね私ママにママが聞いた後メールしてきて、うん、マミもこのスタンプのやつやったよって言われた
I told you.
うん。やってたんだ。でもね、後とか何にもないし、全然覚えてなかった。
うん。
あと、風疹の予防注射をまだあのやってないけど、結婚したらやろうって言ったら、みんなにもうやった方がいいですと言われた。
うん。
Cause、あの、周りに妊娠してる人がいたりとか、それか早めにやった方がいいんだって。だから行かないと。結構みんなやってるよね。あの、Facebook のコメント見ると。
Yeah.
But not, it seems like not many people actually remember like how many they've had in the past.
It's changed, hasn't it?
It keeps changing, right? For kids.
You know, wasn't there like a smallpox outbreak in like New York City over the weekend?
あ、そう?
And that was attributed, 超偶然, because we had just talked about it.
Yeah.
That was attributed to people not getting vaccinations.So they like I forget who it was exactly.
Smallpox, not chickenpox.
It wasn't chickenpox. I think it was smallpox.
Smallpox? マジで?
Wasn't? Yeah? No? Am I wrong?
だって smallpox もうないってこの間言ってたじゃん。But it can come back from the dead bodies in Siberia.
Maybe it's
so
not
if it's
smallpox,
in New York, it's 超やばいじゃん。
Maybe it's not smallpox. Maybe it's a different...
It killed like 5億人だよ。No, 50億人。え? No, that's impossible. 5億人。3億から5億人。
measles. ごめん。
あ、なんだ、全然違うじゃん。
すみません。
ミゾはね、あれだよね、はしか。
申し訳ございません。
はしか、水疱瘡、
うん。
あれはたまにブレイクアウトあるよね。うちらがさ、大学生の時もあったじゃん。
いや。
で、大学、ね、大きい大学みんな、閉鎖っていうか、お休みですとか。ミゾ、たまにやってくるよね、そういうのが。
But the measles outbreak in New York City was directly attributed to this anti-vaccine movement that's been going on lately.
Ah, okay, okay. Measles, ね、大人になってからなると。
That doesn't necessarily mean that the anti-vaccine movement has no valid points.
Right. まあそういうこともあるよね。だからワクチンしてなければ当たり前ながら。よかった。Smallpox だったらもう大変だよね。
Yeah,
もう人類の危機だから超ブレイキングニュースこんなポロッと
Yeah, I just casually yeah. Oh yeah, smallpox is back.
It's like the end of humanity. The end of humanity started from New York、
うん、
じゃなかった。よかった、まだ生きれます、うん、はい。っていうわけで今日すごい暖かいね。もう春が来た感じかな。
Yeah, I wonder if I can still go snowboarding.It doesn't seem like it, but...
もう3月17日だよ。
超ギリギリ。
結構 mid-March ですけど。
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. 今日月曜日だよね。だからまた木曜日。
はい。
Yay. Okay. 終わり。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.